Know what you are consuming. Know what you are putting in your body, because it does make a big difference. There's something wrong with this picture. That's probably blueberries. Do we have another one of corn? That might not be blueberries. Oh, there we go. I mean, this is what we are consuming. And we wonder, okay, I know the devil's after all these areas, but not my physical. Oh, yes, he is. He's after every area. The thief has come to steal and steal, or kill, steal, and to destroy. And as I was researching a lot of this, some of it, it's hard to believe, but it does make sense. About 100 years ago, the average person ate 4 pounds of sugar a year. Any clue what we're up to now? 100 pounds of sugar a year. Oh, you're thinking of a soda. You've got probably, if there's 30 grams of sugar, 4 grams per teaspoon. Is that 6 or 7 or 8 teaspoons of sugar in one of those? It is, and it affects our body. I see people dying all the time and dealing with health issues, and I think a lot of it can be prevented. Because I know I have a history in this, and I've destroyed my body with the wrong things and feeling the difference. Also, the immune system. It fights off disease, including cancer cells, but the more it has to fight this garbage in our body, the more it's going to be open to attacks from cancer cells and different things. And the only thing I've picked out this week is cottonseed oil. It's made from a byproduct of industrial waste from the cotton farming industry. It's not a food. Cotton crop waste is also used to make cellulose additives when wood isn't available. That's added to products like Kraft shredded cheese and tons of things. And if you look at the ingredients, you look at all the things we're consuming, we are putting very dangerous chemicals into our body, and the adverse reaction is alarming. Just study it. Just research it. Now, here's the problem. Now that you know, you have a responsibility. Anytime we know what to do, but we don't do it, and I know this topic upsets people. I actually had to delete somebody from Facebook. They said, Pastor Shane is a wolf in sheep's clothing. Let me read down a little bit. He was telling people last week they have to follow the dietary laws of the Old Testament. So I said, can you send me that sermon excerpt? Because I sure missed it. Did we ever hear back? Of course not. But there's people out there, and there's another people from a church about an hour away from here. It's a pretty big church in Sun Valley. I'll leave it at that. And he's like, well, if gluttony's not a sin, you know, you're off base, and why aren't this and this and well, what do you mean it's not a sin? What do you mean we shouldn't take care of our body? So I think on one hand, you have people that want to be helped. The other hand, you have people that are convicted. The other hand, you have people that just don't care. But I think it's important to take care of what God has given us. And an online listener said this: I was dying and I submitted to Christ. Look at what he did for me after I was in bed for 12 years, filled with toxins from my workplace. A 2-centimeter nodule of cancer was in my lung, with heart problems and diabetes. Prayer and nutrition and submission to God changed all of that. All my diseases are gone, no medications, full of energy, and coaching others who are trapped in their bodies and homes. I will be 68 years old in a week. I was given 4 to 9 months to live. I call myself Lazarina, raised from the dead and empowered by Christ. I give praise and glory to Jesus. Now, here's the dilemma I would have, or a pastor would have, is we pray for healing. We know God can heal. We don't want to make this molehill out into a huge mountain, but how we take care of our body and what we put in does affect it. Bottom line, end of story. It's really not debatable in my opinion. Now, you can continue to do whatever you want. That's fine. But I will let you know that you will feel much better. You will ward off disease. You'll be a much stronger believer with tons of energy if you take care of this gift that God has given us. And again, I told you about the difference it already has made in my life this week. And the funny thing, I was making a huge salad last night, and I told my wife, I can't believe this. What? I crave a bell pepper. I'm ready to go home and eat this huge salad. Why is that? Because I changed my appetite. My appetite started to change from all these, I mean, the vegan cookies, oh, these are healthy. Yeah, 400 calories and 40 grams of sugar. Of course it's healthy. You know, and you kind of trick yourself, and people think, but Shane, you eat perfectly. No, I don't. I have 11 kids who want to stop by Starbucks, McDonald's, and Panda Express all in one day. And we don't do it, but I have just a challenge in that area. So I'm just telling you as a personal testimony, hearing from lots of people, take care of your body. You will be greatly rewarded and extremely happy. But I will tell you right now, it's a battle. It's a challenge. The enemy doesn't want it, and your flesh sure doesn't want it. It wants donuts and coffee. And I heard somebody post on Facebook that they're going to start eating healthy tomorrow. They're going to get donuts without sprinkles. That doesn't work either.